理课堂听 class.com。
To Charles Brown, 30th of November 1820, Rome. My dear Brown, 'tis the most difficult thing in the world to me to write a letter. My stomach continues so bad that I feel it worse on opening any book. Yet I am much better than I was in quarantine. Then I am afraid to encounter the proing and conning of anything interesting to me in England. I have an habitual feeling of my real life having passed, and that I am leading a posthumous existence. God knows how it would have been, but it appears to me... However, I will not speak of that subject. I cannot answer anything in your letter which followed me from Naples to Rome, because I am afraid to look it over again. I am so weak in mind that I cannot bear the sight of any handwriting of a friend I love so much as I do you. Yet I ride the little horse, and at my worst, even in quarantine, summoned up more puns in a sort of desperation in 1 week than in any year of my life. There is one thought enough to kill me. I have been well, healthy, alert, etc., walking with her, and now the knowledge of contrast, feeling for light and shade, all that information, primitive sense, necessary for a poem, are great enemies to the recovery of the stomach. There, you rogue, I put you to the torture. But you must bring your philosophy to bear, as I do mine, really. Or how should I be able to live? Dr. Clark is very attentive to me. He says there is very little the matter with my lungs, but my stomach, he says, is very bad. I am disappointed in hearing no good news from George, for it runs in my head we shall all die young. If I recover, I will do all in my power to correct the mistakes made during sickness. And if I should not, all my faults will be forgiven. Seven is very well, though he leads so dull a life with me. Remember me to all friends. Write to George as soon as you receive this and tell him how I am, as far as you can guess. And also a note to my sister, who walks about my imagination like a ghost. She is so like Tom. I can scarcely bid you goodbye, even in a letter. I always made an awkward bow. God bless you. John Keats.